Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, welcome back here to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Friday. Sal Capaccio with you. We are awaiting Bills head coach Sean McDermott in just a little while. Scheduled to join us at about 10:45, which is creeping up at 10:45 right now. Our Football Friday, as always, here on WGR is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby way, Crosby's way. So Sean McDermott's going to be calling, and it's a good, time then to talk about coaches because there's been another hire. According to Adam Schefter, it is done now. We just told you a little while ago that the Raiders were apparently zeroing in on Pete Carroll, 73-year-old Pete Carroll. Well, apparently Adam Schefter says it is a done deal. 3-year deal for Pete Carroll to become the new head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, joining Tom Brady and, of course, Mark Davis, but Brady now a part of that ownership group. And Carroll, 3-year deal, a team option for a fourth, but either way, 73 years old. The deal will take him to he's 76, maybe 77 years old. He looks like he's in great shape. He still wants to coach. Obviously, he was with the Seattle Seahawks for many years. So I wouldn't be too hung up on the age, even though I mentioned it because I think it's unique. Unique to have a person who's at that stage of life to become the new coach of a team, not just continue coaching. But hey, Bill Belichick at North Carolina, right? He's in his 70s. We've seen that as well. Also, take a look at the AFC West coaches. Wow. As far as accomplishments, easily. I mean, blowing out of the water any other division total. You have three head coaches, Andy Reid, Sean Payton, and Pete Carroll, who all have Super Bowl rings. And you have one that has Jim Harbaugh, a national championship, and has been to a Super Bowl, an NFC championship. That's incredible, right? When you think about it. Even if you removed one person, you could make the argument they still have the most accomplished. Even if you removed Andy Reid, you can make the argument that that division has the most accomplished coaches in the NFL overall.
I'm trying to think. I don't even know if there's a division close.
Well, Harbaugh and Tomlin.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But I mean, that I was looking at that. You're right.
That's probably, off the top of my head, that's probably the next closest.
I mean, what are we looking at here? Dallas, I'm looking at the Detroit, Minnesota, Green Bay, Chicago. No. Tampa, Atlanta, Carolina, New Orleans. None of them. I mean, the West, the NFC West, does have Sean McVay, and it does have Kyle Shanahan, but Shanahan's never won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I was going to say, he hasn't won anything.
No. Nope.
He's got to win something.
I mean, I would think the AFC North would be the only one that even has multiple Super Bowl champion head coaches, right? I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah.
I'm just looking at the top of my head. I think that's it. This one has three, and one with a national title in college. So, and look, you want to stop the Kansas City Chiefs? Okay, well, here's your first step. You got coaches in the division that could try and do it, right? It's so funny. You know, the Chiefs and the Bills and this talk about, oh, they didn't get the one seed. Oh, my God, they can't get the one seed. And I'm thinking here a couple weeks ago, well, how about one of you teams in the West step up? How about you stop them from winning all those divisional games to stop them from getting the one seed? That would help, too. It's not just, this shouldn't always be on the Bills and the Ravens and the Bengals to do it, or the Steelers, whoever. You know, I mean, beat this team once in a while in your division, will you? They win it free and clear by, you know, 15-2 in the last week. They rested players. They're hosting their seventh straight AFC championship. Their seventh straight AFC championship. It's unbelievable. I believe, I have to go back and look, the Patriots went to eight straight. I said hosted. They're in their seventh straight. Of course, they went on the road and won last year to Baltimore. But the Patriots were in eight straight championship games. The Chiefs in seven. What did they do before that? Lost in the wild card. Lost the divisional. Didn't make the playoffs. I mean, it's been a great run. Whew. But how about look at their winning the division. I mean, they won 11 games last year and won it. But they've not. They've won the division for, what, 9 straight years? Let me see. Since 2016, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Before that, they were second in three consecutive years. How about somebody in the West step up a little bit here, okay, will you? Maybe that'll help take care of the Chiefs instead of relying on the Bills and the Ravens or the Steelers, whoever else, to do it all the time. 803-0550 is the telephone number to call. As soon as we have Bills head coach Sean McDermott, we will bring him to you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Let me just kind of reset and go back to what I opened the show with, and that is emotions. My emotions are totally twisted. Howard Simon just walked in the studio. Are your emotions totally twisted right now?
No,
about these this
I'm fine.
Game? Yeah. How are you, buddy?
Bring back a win.
Thank you. All right, there you go. We will now. Howard just gave me a hug. You can't see it. We're not on video, but we are on audio, and I'll let everybody know. Thank you, Howard. I appreciate the hug. Howard came in, gave me a hug. He left. I feel much better now. My emotions have settled down because Howard Simon gave me a hug. I mean, that's really what today is about. I mean, all the X's and O's, these teams know each other, folks. They know each other. I mean, they're playing, what, they're the 9th time since 2020, I think it is? You know how many times the Bills have played the Jets? 10 in that time period. The Dolphins, 10. The Patriots, 11, right? Because they played the playoff game against them. Or the Dolphins actually would be an extra one because they also played in the playoffs. But you get the point. I mean, they know each other like they know division opponents. There's no secrets here. I asked Cam Lewis about that in the locker room. Like, Cam, I said, is this, hey, we know you, you know us, there's no secrets, just go play ball. He said, yeah, basically, but they're going to have wrinkles. They'll have wrinkles, and that's right. And the Bills will have wrinkles too. You know, what are those wrinkles? What do the Bills do a little bit differently offensively? What do the Chiefs do a little bit differently defensively? And on the other side of the ball for both teams, what do they do differently, right? There will be things like that. I asked you earlier what your emotions are like. I also asked you for your confidence and your concerns. And a lot of you tweeted in. That's getting connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Oh, yeah, you're right. Two coaches with national championships. Pete Carroll, thank you, William. That's great. Great, great, great to point out. Pete Carroll, thank you, William. He won a national championship at USC. My gosh, the rings and the championships in the AFC West are incredible. They really are. Thank you, William, for that. I really appreciate that. Trying to read some of these responses. Tara says, I'm excited, quietly confident. They're as healthy as they've been in the McDermott era for a game like this. The only concern, the sports girly says, is Joe Brady. He's been cruising in our Ferrari, and I need him to take him racing on Sunday. Yeah. I mean, I guess that would be like how you want to play it with Josh Allen, but, you know, the formula has worked. I understand. Aaron says, slightly more confident than going into the Ravens game. But I feel like something blankety blank is going to happen with the refs. Yeah, that's been a talking point. And, you know, I'll be honest. Somebody asked me this week, a friend of mine said, hey, you've been on these Kansas City radio programs this week, right? Like, what's the confidence level? What are they talking about? And you know what I said? I said, you know what's funny to me? And this is true. Mike Rizzo, by the way, my buddy Mike, says, cautiously optimistic. Thanks, Mike. I said, you know what is interesting to me? And this is true. So I have been on Kansas City radio this week, just like I have been other radio stations, national, other markets. A couple times I've gone on Kansas City radio this week. They've asked me about what Bills fans and the Bills players, whoever, think about the referee narrative and the calls. And I think that's fascinating that they're in Kansas City thinking about and asking about how everybody else is viewing it from the outside. Are you worried about the refs? Do you guys believe in this stuff? And I'm like, you know, I mean, my response is, yeah, I mean, of course Bills fans have it in their head. I don't think players do, but I said players are more concerned about, like, how much holding this particular crew calls, how much defensive pass interference this particular crew calls, whatever. And it's a mixed crew, and it's Cleet Blakeman is going to be reffing. He has his some of his crew, some of others. That's how they do it in the playoffs. So, yeah, I mean, it's a thing, right? We've all seen it. And I've played that thing in my head a few times, and I hate the way it looks. You get late in the game. I mean, even second quarter, right? There's a critical play, and, oh, you graze by Mahomes, and there's some sort of flag. Like, I've seen that movie. I've thought about it. I've looked at it. I've visualized it, and I hate it every time, so I try not to. You know, but maybe all of the talk about the officiating situation and the fact that Blakeman's crew actually, like, if you look into some of the numbers, I think it, like, you could say, okay, you're not as worried about it with this particular crew, but, you know, maybe there's a sentiment of, okay, you know, we've gone a little too far protecting Patrick. I don't know if they think that way. Who knows? And Josh has gotten his fair share of calls, and I'll take every one of them that comes this Sunday. I'll tell you that. Josh flops down and draws a call. You got it, baby. Go ahead. No, you ain't going to hear me complaining on Monday morning on the radio. That's for sure. I went back today. I was thinking about this. I don't know why I thought about it, but I did. This morning, I went back and watched the non-pass interference call in the Rams-Saints game. Remember that? Nickell Robey-Coleman? You remember that? Josh, I mean, it was so blatant.
Yeah.
Right? And he didn't even turn. He just makes a beeline for the receiver. Lewis drills him, and there's no flag. Peyton's screaming on the sidelines. And not only he didn't even look for the ball. He drills the guy early, and it's helmet to helmet. And there's no call. I remember all that. And I watched it all, I should say, today.
I just remember, like, for like 2 weeks afterwards, it was the first conversation you had about that game. It wasn't about what happened in the game, or it wasn't about, like, the outcome or anything like that, but it was just that right there and, like, how to fix it and what next and everything like that. It was just, I don't want anything like that. You know, like, that's like the one of those things where it makes your game historic in the worst way possible.
Yeah, I'm being told, I'm still waiting on Sean McDermott. He's in a meeting right now, but he'll be coming aboard shortly. So I know that it was scheduled for 10:45. This is what happens. Hey, I'm totally cool with the coach in meetings today getting buttoned up for the Kansas City Chiefs. You want to wait a little bit? Just got to be while I'm on the air here, coach, okay? I'm totally cool with that, as you should be as well. So let's do this. Let's take a timeout. All right, we'll take a timeout right now. We'll come back. We'll have Bills head coach Sean McDermott on the other side with our Friday injury update and more as the Bills get set to take on the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead in the AFC Championship on Sunday.